Money is never easy in relationships. I mean, that's one of the biggest causes of issues when it comes to relationships. But she's wondering if the request her boyfriend is making when it comes to the finances, is it too much, too soon? And you can help decide with today's Ask My Mom. Welcome.
Hi, my name's Kramer, and I am proud to admit that I am a mama's boy.
You're not just any mama's boy. You're a certified mama's boy. And this is the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast.
Hello, welcome to the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast. Today is the 26th of January. We're a daily podcast that has three principles. It's live, laugh, love your mom. That means we live our lives out loud, we laugh a lot, and we love my mom, my co-host, Nancy Yancey. Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
Okay, so this week would not be complete if we didn't talk about Kiki. And I know if you follow me on social media, I just have had to really space out everything that happened this week. Because it's been a pretty crazy news week when it comes to things going on in the world right now in my life. And my mom had a death in the family. We didn't even talk about it because it just I just can't seem to fit it in unless we're just going to make these episodes extremely sad, you know? Mm-hmm. So let's talk about Kiki for a minute. Kiki's my dog, in case you're new to our podcast. It's my Chihuahua. I've had her for 14 and a half years. And every 6 months or so, she has to go to her cardiologist to get a checkup appointment. And so we went on Friday, and it was not great. Kiki's heart condition is getting worse, which, you know, and that's kind of how it goes. I'll be there for a minute to get better, but then it's kind of getting worse again. And you always know, like when it comes to the vets, you always know if it's going to be a good report or a bad report by the way they deliver the news to you. So for this situation, they're like, hey, why don't we bring this to the room? And then the vet will come see you in a minute. And I was like, oh boy, you know, this is not, probably not going to be. And they've never done that to me before. So I was like, okay, that's interesting. So I went in the other room and waited probably 15 minutes, and the vet came in and she was like, well, you know, unfortunately, you know, we're seeing more of a increase with Kiki's heart failure. And in case you don't know the really quick backstory, because I know a lot of you guys already know the story, it's to nauseam, but Kiki has been in heart failure now for 4.5 years. They gave her a year and a half. And so we've beaten the odds by 3 years, which is pretty dang good. But unfortunately, we're kind of getting... I think our biggest problem is we're running out of options at this point. Mm-hmm. Kiki has, she's so little that you can only give her so much medication before you just, you know, start messing up other parts of her body. Mm-hmm. So especially like with her kidneys, so you can only give her so much. And it's almost like we've maxed out the amount of some of the meds that we're able to give her. So, you know, the vet says probably 3 to 6 months is what we're looking at now. And it was just crazy because we got home and I swear, like, she was fine going to the vet, but I swear the second we got home, it's like she like heard her prognosis or something. And all of a sudden she's just a lot more lethargic. We did increase one of her meds, but she's now going to be on 6 heart medications.
Oh, gosh.
Poor thing. And so she's just a lot more lethargic. Like I came in this week and she didn't even really want to get up.
Oh.
And I went to, she's not really eating all of her food. I did increase her food though. She was like, I'm going to increase her food. She's getting pretty skinny. And she's been throwing up this week. I think it might just be because she's eating too much food too fast. But I guess, you know, this is every pet parent knows this dilemma that you run into, which is like when, and you know what and how, and you know, the doctor did say there's a few other medication changes that we can make if we wanted to switch out one of her pills for another. And you know, I was kind of asking that. Pretty much this is maybe the best thing that I could think to say in this kind of situation, which is, you know, if this was your dog, what would you do? Because I'm like, I don't really know enough about this to really make any kind of educated decision. So yeah, I think that we're just...
what did she reply to that?
She just said we were going to add one... that's why now we're on 6 pills. We added a sixth pill to her regimen. And so she's, you know, I mean, she's just a senior dog doing senior dog stuff.
Yeah.
It's just getting to a point where it's just like... you just don't know what to do, you know? Like, mm-hmm. I think I'll know. I cried, of course, on the way. I've just been crying basically nonstop for the last 2 weeks. I think I'll know mm-hmm. when the right time is. And, you know, I think I'll know, like, when she's ready. And mm-hmm. I talked about this on the radio show a little early in the week because the radio show hasn't been as heavy as the podcast. And, you know, I had a woman call in. This might be good for pet parents. That what her vet told her basically was get a calendar and just mark, was it a good day or was it a bad day? Mm. And then basically when the bad days outdo the good days, then that's when you know it's probably not, you know.
Sounds like a good idea.
Not really, you know, it's at least you can then visually see what percentage, you know, every, you know, what kind of life your dog's really having. So,
Well, she's out. I mean, she's beat the odds already, right?
Yeah. I mean, I can't. This is just, that's just the hard thing. But then it's just kind of like, well, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just, it puts your, I mean, like, my nervous system is just shot. It's just completely gone to hell.
Yeah.
So it's just a little stressful.
Yes.
And you just get like a little lump in your throat.
Yeah.
When you start to kind of think about the end is coming, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, yeah, I don't know if there's really any much more to say about that. You know, one thing I am considering right now, and if you've got any kind of feedback on this, I'd love to hear from you because I know that we all, as pet parents, have to go through this at one point.
Yes.
But I'm wondering, last time when Wiggy, who is my other Chihuahua, passed away, for those that remember Wiggy, you know, we eventually just took her to the vet and put her down. But they do have the option to have people come to your house. And to do it, to euthanize them at your house. And I just don't know. Yeah, and y'all know me. I hate leaving my house. I mean, you ain't gonna ask me twice to stay. But I always fear, here's what I fear, is that like I'm such a visual person. You know, like when I'm afraid I'm gonna have like PTSD of being in this house. Every time I walk past, you know, like where they did it, I'm afraid that like I'm just gonna always see. Kind of see that spot.
Yeah.
And know that's like where it happened, you know?
Yes. So,
have we had enough sad stuff for this week? Are we good? Because I really, no. Mom, I really can't talk about the funeral. My mom's got to go do a funeral on Saturday.
I think we've had enough sad stuff for the whole month of February.
I think that we're good for a while.
Valentine's Day on February 14th is going to be the day of love, and we should just celebrate love all during February.
That's
just
what we're going to do.
Love, love, love. Love for ourselves, love for the world, love for others.
Yep.
Yep.
That is the plan.
Yeah.
I feel like my mom had kind of a crazy old lady driving moment today, at least. I just don't know how you turn your flashers on. Explain the story really quick, because there's not really much to it, but I just, you know, we always like to point out when my mom's doing old, because you never really know your age, and I feel like my mom doesn't realize that she's like heading into that category where like, I'm going to have to take her keys away pretty soon. So when I hear stories like this, I'm kind of like, ugh.
Well, in all fairness, you know, it's driving your dad's car. I don't like this rental car I have, so I don't want to drive it. Don't really like driving your dad's car either, but it was the better of the two. But I was taking Winnie to, you know, meet Brian at Avalon, which is a shopping area, like 45 minutes, well, 40 minutes from my house, 40 minutes from his.
Okay.
And I know, I'm already in the wood, in the weeds.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I'm leaving her in the car so that I can run into the Apple store to pick up something Jim has ordered. Shouldn't take but 10 or 15 minutes. A little anxious about leaving her, but Brian said she'll be fine, you know. No big deal. I locked the car and had a, you know, a close space, like right on the end. I came back like 15 minutes later, and the flashers on my car are going off. And poor
like
Winnie
just the emergency lights.
Yes. Yeah. Poor Winnie's just sitting there looking out the window. And I thought, I wonder what people think. I don't even know how I did that, right?
Yeah.
So I was cracking up. So then he was going to be later. So I had another 45 minutes. So I decided I would run across the street to the Quick Trip to go to the restaurant. And when I came back out, guess what?
The flashers were back on?
Yes.
And how did they turn? Did Winnie turn them on?
No, Winnie's in the back.
So you turned them on?
I don't know what happened. All I did was on the fob, I pushed the middle button, which locks the doors. I hear the door lock. I don't see any flashers. I'm thinking I'm good. I come back and they're flashing.
I don't. That makes me a little. This makes me concerned, you know.
Oh, I just have to kind of laugh at it. He was like,
"Yeah, I bet he's never left the flashers on twice. Not even just once. Like once, like okay, like things happen, but twice, back to back.
I don't know. I really don't like that car. I want my car back." Can I just have my car back after a year? I know.
My mom bought
a
new car, what, a year ago?
A year ago. Has driven literally it more than six a year times. Ago. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
I saw this when I was prepping the radio show today, which was Ask Gives on Reddit talking about what's the worst part of having a child. And you want to take a stab at it, Mom? Actually, I'll go through some of these answers and you can tell me if you agree with these or not. And then I'm going to ask you what you think the worst part of having a child is. So there's 18,000 comments, by the way, on this thread.
Oh, jeez.
Says the days drag on, but the years fly by. That's the worst part, apparently. Most of these are pretty cute, so I don't feel like it's going to be like total kid bashing.
Yeah.
The constant anxiety that you're doing enough to shape them to make good choices, a good life, be a good person, and for them to have the life they deserve. It's nice.
Check. Mm-hmm.
When people ask me, I say, you know those video games where you have to escort a character to a destination without them being attacked? That's basically parenting. Those missions are a pain in the ass.
That's a good one.
This person said, you have to feed them like every day. Yeah, I don't know how y'all afford to have kids, man.
Three times a day. I mean,
there's a lot.
Well, if you send their lunch to school.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me. I don't mean to yawn. I got such bad sleep last night. Watching them make the same mistakes that you did, even though you told them not to make those mistakes, which, hello.
Yeah.
This person says, it's incessant. It never stops. You never get a day off, going from having 2 days per week to relax and do whatever you want to literally having not a free moment from responsibility. Yes, that is true. That's got to be weird.
Yeah.
It's got to be weird when you bring a kid home and then you're like, oh shit, now what?
Okay,
you know?
Here we are.
Yeah. This parent said, I'm only 9 years in, but so far it's been the best. It's been the sleep deprivation, hands down.
Oh boy.
And we'll do one more. A lot of these are about like freedom, alone time. Mm-hmm. Having to take care of a sick kid when you were also sick.
Mm-hmm.
Said for me, that's been like the most challenging thing. I can't imagine the whole house is sick. Like,
oh yeah.
And then probably the best one on here is stepping on Legos, which that's a that's a pain in the ass. What would you say, Mom? What would you say the worst part of having a kid is?
I think for me, the worst part of having a kid is when they're hurting and you can't fix it. And even now, with my grown-up kid, you know, but I mean, life is hard, and there so many things happen, and you want to make the world a good place for them, and you want to fix everything for them, and you know, you just can't. Yeah. And so when they hurt, you hurt.
Right.
I think that's the hardest part for me.
Yeah, it's honestly like what I. When I think about having kids, I'm like, man, this has been hard. Like, I just don't know that I want to put somebody else through this.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like the nicest way, but I just don't know that I would want to. Here's a question. Here's a very deep question. I mean, I promise. Hopefully next week will be lighter. My mom will be here. We'll have a good time. But like, would you choose to do life all over again?
In the same way?
I mean,
knowing what you do now.
Knowing what you do now.
Oh, uh-huh.
But like, I mean, knowing that you're going to go through the exact same set of, not like you could learn and do differently, you know what I mean? Not like I'm like, meet my ex-wife and I'm like, wait, wait, don't marry her. You know, like you have to go through the exact same life all over again. Would you do it?
What would be the point if you can't change it?
Well, I'm just saying, here's my point. It's like, life's really hard. And this is the point I'm trying to get at is when I think about having kids, I'm like, man, this has been rough. It's been a little rough. I got to be honest with you. It's been a little rocky.
You're saying that you wouldn't want to put someone else through that.
Yeah. I just don't know that I can do that.
Yeah.
I don't know that I want to put somebody like my favorite meme is the one that says, just because two people decided to have sex, 30 years ago, now I got to pay bills every day. You know, like I have a hard time with that.
Yeah.
I really struggle with that concept of knowing what you know now.
Yeah.
Like, it's not so much about me having a baby versus like, would I want, and I guess this is like old person saying, but I do feel like the world's getting crazier and crazier.
It is.
Like, so would I want to at age 40 at this rate, age 50, put somebody else through this? I would really have to think hard about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And you should.
But parents, if you want to discuss, because I know you can parentally vent about parenthood on the Certified Fans page, if there's something that we can start the conversation of, what's the worst part about having kids? Because listen, I know they're miracles. I get it. But like, you know, with anything, there has to be a side that you're like, man, you know, I really hate stepping on those Legos. I don't know how y'all afford them. I don't know how in the world you pay for them. I don't know how that even equates. That all adds up at the end of the month. So, all right, Mom, we'll do our quote for today.
Okay. It's an uplifting one from Dolly Parton. Good. Yes. I make a point to appreciate all the little things in my life. I go out and smell the air after a good, hard rain. These small actions help remind me that there are so many great, glorious pieces of good in the world. So, to your comment about bringing a kid into the world, as hard as it is, there is so much good and so much joy. And we need to just look at the little things, like she said. You know, I'm always saying go outside. I mean, that's why I love living where
we had to literally, we had to put a hold on the mama text and the pep talks about going outside and taking a walk. I'm like, Mom, you've literally talked about it the last 6 weeks in a row. We got to really switch this up a little bit.
I know. It's so important, though. But just look at the small things in your life. I mean, today, look at Kiki. You have Kiki today.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, there's always little things that can make us feel better about.
But honestly, knowing what you know now, would you, and like seeing all the struggles that we have been through collectively, would you still want to put us through that again?
Versus not having you?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You could just be chilling. Man, you could have retired 20 years ago.
No.
You wouldn't be sitting here recording a podcast with your 40-year-old son.
No. I would never trade it. I would never trade it.
Hey, you buy an hour back of your day every day.
There are many more good things in life than hard things, and I wouldn't change it.
Today's podcast is brought to you by AG1. It's a great way to start your day. If you haven't tried AG1 yet, we'd give it a shot. Like, it is the season. I guess it's January, so everybody's trying to get healthier. And this has been a huge tool for me and my mom as well. Started taking AG1 when my gut wasn't quite working right. Wasn't really quite that regular, if you will. And so I started taking AG1. I heard it on another podcast, and I was excited to bring them on ours too. It's got 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, adaptogens to start your day out right. And mom, you've been taking AG1. You like mm-hmm. it. You've been able to cut down on your vitamin intake because it's got so much good stuff in it. Instead of running around buying all different supplements, it really does make it a lot easier.
Yes, definitely. And I'm sleeping better, and I have more energy in the day, and I'm sleeping better at night. It's a great product. And on the days that for some reason I can't have that, I can really feel a difference.
Yeah. It's good stuff. Mm-hmm. So to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you got to do is go to athleticgreens.com/Kramer. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/Kramer to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Try it for a month. That's what I always say. Like, try it for a month and see how you feel, like the difference. And then, yeah, especially if you stop
mm-hmm. yeah.
and then come back to it, you know?
Yes.
You'll like really notice how much good it's doing for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you're one of those people that has issues with your skin, I want to introduce you to Apostrophe. Apostrophe is an online platform that connects you with an expert dermatology team to get you kind of this customized treatment. Whether you're dealing with breakouts, signs of aging, or acne scarring, Apostrophe's mission is to empower you to feel confident and comfortable in the skin that you're in. So through Apostrophe, you get access to oral and topical medications that you can use with clinically proven ingredients to help up clear some acne issues. And all you got to do is fill out an online consultation about your skin goals and your medical history, and then snap a couple selfies, and a board certified dermatologist will help you create an initial treatment plan. It's been really cool. I've had a couple people actually reach out to me that have tried this and have had really good success with how easy this is. If you got any kind of acne, like hormonal acne, you know, the ones that just pop out of nowhere. You're like, where did this come from? Facial acne, back. But I mean, this is like what they do. Butt acne, they got you, okay? So it's been good to work with them and improving my skin texture. And we got a special deal for you. All you got to do is visit for your first visit to get $5. Just $5. Literally, $5. Try it out. See what you think. Apostrophe.com/Kramer and use the code Kramer. And that's a savings of $15. And I mean, you can't go to a dermatologist on the planet right now for $5. And she said, maybe you've got really good, you might have really, really good insurance, but then almost knows. It's just $5 when you use that code, available just to you for listening to this podcast. So to get started, go to apostrophe.com/Kramer and click get started. And then use the code Kramer at sign up, and you're going to get your first visit for only $5. And thank you to Apostrophe for sponsoring this episode. All right, certified fans, thank you so much. Let me read you, actually. You know what? I want to read you this message. I didn't quite know where I wanted to put this, but this will do well right here. You know, we talk about certified fans, and it is, you know, it is basically 80% of how we pay for the bills for this podcast. So it's like, it is important financially to us, but it really has become such a community.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, like, I hope this podcast feels like a community to you. I hope the Facebook page, the Certified Fans Facebook page, like, feels. I always want you to feel safe here. Like, I always want you to, like, to just be able to come home here. And every time you turn it on, you just feel like you got your friends, your family that always care for you no matter what you're going through. So Christina just posted this right before we recorded. She said, I love how we love each other. We are total strangers to each other, but at the same time, we are family. Thank you, Kramer, for making this family happen. We might not agree on everything, and we aren't supposed to, but we don't let those differences strain us apart. Just know, Kramer, Steve Kramer, that we love you to the moon and beyond, and perfectly imperfect, mm-hmm. as we all are in the good days and the bad days and the worst days. We will be here to uplift each other. And that's what I love. Sending good vibes to also to Jimmy Mack and his chemo treatments. I mean, that's what I love about this too. I tell you, like,
that's so dear.
It's such a special community that I've just never had anything like this before. Like, the radio shows didn't really produce this type. I don't know why. I'm not sure why.
Well, I think it's because it's more real and authentic.
Maybe. And yeah, maybe we just share a lot
vulnerable.
More.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a different depth of conversation.
It's great,
sure.
though. Like, it's a really good group of people, and I hope that you'll feel supported. And if you want to join us and know that you're supporting the podcast, it's $6 a month. You'll get a bunch of perks by doing so. And
So it's kind of a win-win, I hope. And if you ever feel lonely, it's just, I don't know, like it's a good group. So text the word fans. We all pray for each other and stuff. When something hard is happening, people post about it and we all kind of hop in and show our support. It's just, I don't know. It's just, I don't want to get emotional over it. It's a good group. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So text the word fans if you want to be a part of it. FANS 888-Kramer-8. We need 3 people this month to do that. And we are down to just the last couple of days, y'all. So if you've been considering doing it, hopefully you'll do so. And maybe this is the mess. Maybe you're going through something right now. Just you feel like you need extra little support. I promise you, like, we are here to serve. Okay, so we're going to spin the wheel for the 5 fans. I'm just going to say this to somebody. Today,
there you drifted 5-8.
What? I hear it very loud in my headphones, but you did not hear the wheel spinning. But it's 158.
Okay.
158. So our certified fan of the day is Alexis M. Okay. Alexis M. Alexis lives in San Diego, and she's been with us since the 30th of June of 2020.
Beautiful.
Alexis, that's amazing. Thank you so much for supporting Certified Mama's Boy. Mm-hmm. You know, it's you that really makes a difference. We need every single one of Alexis and everybody else to do it. But today's all about Alexis. Thank you so much for being a part of this family. We really, really appreciate it. Mom, let's give Alexis a whoop whoop.
Whoop whoop to Alexis M. from California.
And
so
text the word.
Grateful for you.
We are. Yeah. Just text the word fans, FANS, to 888-Kramer-8. Okay, Mom, let's do Ask My Mom. This is an advice segment we do Tuesdays, Thursdays. It's talking about, like, supporting each other. If you ever need some support, then you can text. We'll just tell us your dilemma on certifiedmamasboy.com. Just click, send us your story, and then my mom, who's been a mom now for 43 years, will give you some support, and then we as your podcast family will do the same. So, Mom, what's happening?
Dear Mama Nancy, my boyfriend is a single dad with 3 children, and we usually take turns spending money on each other for dates. However, I've recently started feeling uncomfortable with him bringing his children along and expecting me to pay. And a few times he has asked me to pay for things his kids have bought. I didn't make a big deal out of it at first because it wasn't that much money. I mean, I can handle $30 or $40. But it's getting more and more frequent. Then yesterday he called and said he wanted to buy a game for his oldest son. I asked what this had to do with me, and he told me that he was short of money and needed $500. I hesitated but agreed. He asked for my credit card info so he could pay. That's where I drew the line. I told him to wait for me until I got there. He got mad at me, saying he didn't get why I was acting like this. I had to hang up. Last night, he asked why I didn't just send him the info so he could pay for the game like we agreed on. I told him I don't feel comfortable letting anyone have my personal info, especially when it comes to finances. He yelled, "I'm not just anyone, I'm your partner." We had a fight and he left. The last thing he said was, "I'd better have an apology for him and his son the next time we speak." What should I do? Oh my goodness, this makes my blood boil. Do not give out your personal information if you are not married to this person. No. And he's acting like a little kid. This sounds like a little boy talking to his mom. And I don't think you should be paying for his kids. I mean, if you want to buy them something, you should offer, but he shouldn't expect you to do that. No, I just think that's all wrong. And I do not think you owe him an apology. I'm sorry.
This is the maddest Nancy Yancey's ever been in her life.
Oh, I just really don't like that. I just feel like he's really being, unfair, unfair and unjust.
Mm-mm. You know, one thing that I am going to be pretty firm about when I get into another relationship is, like, having financial independence.
Mm.
And I don't really know how that looks yet, but I think that blending finances gets really tricky. Now with kids, I know it's different, right. But I'm wondering for all of y'all that are dating, like let's just say maybe you're divorced or maybe you're never married, whatever, but you're just dating somebody, like how do you handle finances? Do you also just like, maybe especially like if you live together, like how is that handled, you know? But like, I think it's tricky. I don't know. I don't think you should pay for a son's video. I mean, this is obviously, this is so specific.
She should contact you and get some game codes.
Yeah.
You could probably get that $500 game for $5.
I just don't know that. I don't know how in the world that works in most relationships. Honestly, I'm just not really quite sure.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that is a lot of money.
But how do you feel? I mean, how would you feel? Because I'm just trying to figure out the credit card situation. Like, I think that, though, if you're not willing to give them your credit card information, like, that might be a lack of trust.
Mm, for sure.
And that may be deeper than just the video game.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something you guys might want to, like, start thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
Is, like, how are you going to handle that? Like, because if it progresses, I think maybe it's just time to really sit down and like, talk about finances. I think like it sounds like you're at a point where you're going to have to discuss it because it's getting a little out of control, right? So, do you agree with that, Mom? Do you agree with that theory?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I think it's very important that you have a clear understanding about your financial situation, especially if you're living together or you're in a committed relationship. Yes.
Right. But I'd like to know, honestly, like if you're in a situation where you're just dating somebody or maybe before you were married, how did you handle that? Especially when like, I think what I'm looking for here is people that have kids from other marriages and like, how do you handle all that? You know, like that seems like it's a little trickier when you go out and do things or whatever,
yes,
you know?
Yes.
So 888 Kramer 8, call us, text us, do what you got to do. Comment on Facebook. We'd love to see you over there too. All right, Mom, that's going to do it for you today. I love you.
Okay, honey. Love you forever.
Be smart. Don't start. Kick the habit and put it out before it really puts you out. I know we've heard this 100 times, but there's a lot of people that struggle with bad habits. And that's what FUM is here for. FUM is our newest advertiser, and they're on a mission to accelerate humanity's breakup with bad habits that consume far too many of us. FUM is this natural diffusive device that uses plants and behavioral science to help you trade out your negative habits for a positive one. It's not a vape. It's like this non-electronic device that's designed to transform your negative habits. And instead of pods that have like these chemicals like a vape, it actually has these cores. It has plants in there like peppermint and cinnamon and delicious natural flavors. And they've got a new thing called, it's version 2 of FUM. And it's this little device and it's snappy and it's tactile. And it's helped a lot of people break bad habits. And that's the easiest way to really stop is to, you know, stop a bad habit is to switch to a positive one. And FUM is designed perfectly to do just that. It's FUM's goal to make switching easy and even enjoyable. And it's got thousands of 5-star reviews from people just like you who have switched over successfully when other solutions just didn't work. So go to tryfum.com and use the code Kramer and save 10% off when you get the Journey Pack today. The Journey Pack, by the way, comes with 3 unique flavors and the new version 2 FUM, which helps you start to kick your habit and start positive habits. So it's tryfum.com and use the code Kramer and save an additional 10% off your order today.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I love y'all. You know I do. You know you're my favorite part of the day. And I appreciate the prayers, the good vibes. I'm sending them all back to you. Whatever you're going through, seriously, let's take this in for 1 second. I don't know where you are in the country, what time of day it is. I don't know. We don't know what day you're listening to this on. But just know I'm sending you a lot of good vibes for whatever it is you're going through. You never have to tell me. You don't have to share your story. That's all right. If you want to, that's fine. But just know that, like, I hope this podcast brings you some sense of relief in this moment. And keep on coming back. And that's what we're going to do every day. We call it Certified Mama's Boy. And it's crazy. We've done this many episodes, 650 as of today. So if you'll let us, we'll do it again tomorrow.
Okay, that's it for today. Thanks for listening to my son's podcast, Certified Mama's Boy. Be sure to review and subscribe and tell your friends. Love you forever.